What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Hello, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Welcome to Rise to the Mission. This is your five-minute motivation for today. Amen. To get you ready, to get you charged and challenged for what God has for you, what God has prepared for you. And so, Lord, right now, we just thank you, God. We thank you for the word that's coming forth. We thank you for lifting the spirit, Father God, of the person that is feeling down, God, that's feeling depressed, that's oppressed, Father God. Lord, let this be encouragement. Let this light a fire in them, God. Lord, to know that they cannot give up right now. They cannot give in right now, but they must rise with you, God. Lord, we thank you for this day. This is the day that you have made, the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise, for we cannot do this by ourselves, but it is you, God, that we give glory to. It's you, God, that we honor. It's you, God, that we serve. In Jesus' name, the name above every name, in your Son's name, amen. So today I want to give just a five-minute motivation, amen, for you to rise to the mission today. And I want us to remember that we must stay active on assignment for the kingdom. Amen. So Luke 6:47, it says, "As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like." And James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves, but you must do what the word says." Amen. So I thank God, because we tend to think that if we learn the truth and we have the right ideas in our own head that we can change. But no, the Bible teaches otherwise. Jesus says that the one who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice is like a person that's going to be building a house on a rock. Amen. And James is very direct when he says, do not merely just listen to the word. Come on, you're deceiving yourself if you just listen and do nothing with it, right? And so we must continually practice what we're doing and what we're learning so that we can produce new behaviors based on the truth over time and over changing, allowing God's word to change us. We are going to receive God's blessing, and we are going to get new experiences, and we're going to have healthy relationships, and we're going to have meaning and purpose and satisfaction and fulfillment in our lives. Amen. And so doing this, in order to stay active, you must walk in with courage. Be courageous. Courageous. Hebrews 13:5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said that I will never leave you nor forsake you. So no matter what you have to face for the day, you must have courage and just be content where you are. Know that God is going to give you the desires of your heart. God is going to give you things. You're going to live in abundance. Amen. You're going to be prosperous. So it's okay to have things, and it's okay to have money. Money cannot have you. Amen. Let me say that again. It's okay to have money, but don't let money have you. Amen. God gives us a vision, and he's going to send provision for that vision. And what is that? Well, that is the blessings of the Lord to be able to sustain that vision, to be able to pay for that vision. Amen. To be able to reproduce for that vision, right? And so that is okay, but we must walk in courage no matter if we can see it or not. If he's given you the vision, the provision is going to come. Amen. Whatever it is in the will of God for your life, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so John 14:26, it says, but the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. And so I want you to say, walk in courage, because change does not come easy. You know, freeing yourself from bad theology and ways of thinking and old habits and deep patterns, right? That's difficult, but we must leave behind the comfort, you know, that we're used to being comfortable and familiar, and because that can get unhealthy. And we are here to change some things, right? We cannot stay where we're at. And so with this, you must learn to be honest with yourself. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. That's what Psalms 51:6 says. God teaches us to be honest. We must hear the words of David. It says, surely you desire truth in your inner part. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Amen. See, David was after God's own heart, and he knew how important it was to be honest with what's going on and with ourselves. The more honest you are about yourself, the more things you can work through, the more things you can progress to, the more things that you can receive later in life, because you're going to be at a greater level and make a greater impact. Amen. So we must ask ourselves those piercing questions and find out where we are. So let's be honest with ourselves in this journey. And then we must pray. Come on, glory be to God. Praise to the God of all comfort. And praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we also receive. Glory be to God. And when it comes to opening our heart to God's truth, seeing ourselves for who we really are, understanding what God wants us to be in Him, and changing our behaviors and our patterns that we've had for years, it's good. Come on, somebody. It's good. It brings healing. It brings insight and comfort every step of the way. And it gives us guidance and understanding and courage and peace and strength and the hope that we need to get through each day. Come on, somebody. I need you to get up. I need you to rise up. And not just me. It's the Holy Spirit in me talking to you. God is telling you that you need to get up from where you're at. You need to get it moving. And you need to do more for Him. Do more for the kingdom. Stop making it about you. You must stay active. You must walk in courage. You must be honest with yourself and be honest with others. You must pray and stay in community, because God intends for us to experience His grace through His people. Romans 12:5 says, so in Christ we, through many, though many, we are formed one body, and each member belongs to all the others. So we are to get with our brothers and sisters. We are here to encourage one another, to give each other encouragement, and to give to one another generously. Amen. And to help each other become leaders that God wants us to be. So we must show mercy. Amen. We must relate to other people. We must have commitment personally with people. Amen. We must listen to perspectives and let everyone have a seat at the table. Amen. And be able to work together, because teamwork makes the dream work. So let me tell you something. In order to have a healthy life, you need to have healthy relationships as well. And number one, with God, and number two, with yourself. Amen. And so I just encourage you today to get up, to remember that God has you, to remember that you must experience God's grace through others, and then you must be able to experience God's grace with yourself. Amen. So just stay tuned and go ahead and follow me on Facebook. Amen. There's going to be great things coming in 2024. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer for you. And I pray that you have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.